In the headlines, a landscaper on the job is shot and injured in an attempted robbery by two masked men. The General Insurance Association again calls for the implementation of breathalyzer testing, insisting it deserves the same priority as the tint crackdown. A political scientist gives the newly announced political party little chance of making any impact, as the head of the new CBLP insists a new political entity is indeed needed. Thousands evacuated as new fast-growing fires ignites near Los Angeles, and Russia says it's ready for dialogue after U.S. President Trump calls for an end to the war in Ukraine. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details coming up. The police are on the hunt for two men who shot a man during a robbery attempt at Silver Sands Christ Church yesterday afternoon. Starcom Network News understands that the victim, who is from St. Michael, is a landscaper who was working at a property at Round Rock about 3:30 p.m. when the incident occurred. Our sources indicate the man was approached by two men who had their faces covered and one was armed with a gun. The intended victim saw the two men approaching and went to his vehicle and grabbed a cutlass to defend himself. One of the attackers then shot him in his right thigh and the would-be robbers fled the scene. The victim was immediately transported to hospital for treatment. The police are investigating. The General Insurance Association of Barbados is calling for the implementation of breathalyzer testing. They believe it should be given the same priority as the new vehicle tint regulations that are soon to come into effect. Police have already begun testing newly acquired tint meters, with the regulations expected to be debated in Parliament this month. President of the General Insurance Association, Randy Graham, says while he understands and supports the government's focus on tint regulations, introducing breathalyzer testing is equally critical for improving road safety.
We understand that the government has prioritized the tint regulation and that hopefully is soon coming into play. Again, we support anything that will reduce the incidence of accidents on the roads. We are hopeful that both can be done. So if we are doing the tint, hopefully we can also do the breathalyzer sooner rather than later, so that both now come into play. That would be our hope. We stand ready to support them. But I think if you bring the tint, we could also bring the breathalyzer and improve the safety on the roads in Barbados.
He is calling on authorities to implement the breathalyzer testing with urgency to deter driving under the influence of alcohol.
We have always been in support of the implementation of breathalyzer testing. We understand that there are some technical issues why it's not been made live and approved for release yet, which we hope the authorities are working through in its fastest possible way to bring it to implementation. Without the breathalyzer testing, we can't actually say how many accidents on Barbados' roads are being caused by persons under the influence of alcohol. But what we know for sure is that alcohol significantly increases the risk of motor vehicle accidents. We would want to discourage persons from drinking and driving in the strongest possible way, and we will want to encourage the authorities to do what is necessary to implement breathalyzer testing in Barbados to deter the action of driving under the influence of alcohol.
President of the General Insurance Association of Barbados, Randy Graham. Leader of the newly formed Conservative Barbados Loyalist Party, CBLP, Attorney-at-Law Corey Beckles believes that Barbados' economic stability and moral values are declining quickly, hence the reason for his entry into elective politics. The 36-year-old Beckles tells Starcom Network News the country needs a new political voice.
We are at an interesting period of time. I'm going to use that phrase. Interesting period of time as an economy, as a society. There are many different, what we call, social ills facing society. Other than that, we also are facing some international ills. Not only are we dealing with health issues, we're also dealing with debt and fiscal issues. But I find that a conservative view of politics is needed at this time. And by conservative, I'm referring to traditional values, traditional family values. And sometimes we are extremely reactive. We are very reactive when certain things happen.
That's leader of the Conservative Barbados Loyalist Party, Corey Beckles. However, political scientist Devron Bruce says a new party is unlikely to achieve much success if elections are called. Mr. Bruce thinks several factors could hinder such a party's chances.
the recent announcement of, I think it's a Conservative Party, again, I don't see that going anywhere politically, given the fact that you need significant funding, you need the ability of Barbadians, really, and the support of Barbadians to see you in Parliament, and certainly you would have to have some level of political acumen and political history to lead a party to some level of success. So I don't see a lot of success for any new coming political parties. The traction that they get will only come with time. So it's really the longevity of these parties and whether or not they can maintain themselves, let's say, over two or three elections.
Commenting on speculation about whether former Democratic Labour Party President Dr. Ronnie Yearwood will form a new party, Mr. Bruce suggests it could impact the votes for the DLP. However, he remains of the view that the chances of success for any third party remains very slim.
Under the circumstance with the damage that the Democratic Labour Party has had in 2024 and before that, really, and the emergence or potential emergence of an alternative party emerging out of the DLP and members and supporters of the DLP, I'm not sure whether that would lead to any real success on their part, but certainly it can have an impact on the vote that the DLP receives from the public. So certainly you would have a spoiler, a potential spoiler, but not to the extent that it would change the results in any one way or the other.
Political scientist Devron Bruce in the Lunchtime Edition. The city of Bridgetown Cooperative Credit Union is stepping up its defenses against cyber threats, acknowledging that cybersecurity is one of their top risks. Chief Executive Officer of COB, Steve Bell, told Starcom Network News, the significant data breach just over a year ago served as a wake-up call, prompting a complete overhaul of the credit union's cybersecurity strategy. His comments came on the sidelines of the award ceremony for COB's Lift Foundation National Poster and Essay Competition.
We, on a monthly basis, report to our board on what the risks that we're exposed to and what we're doing to mitigate those risks. And cybersecurity is top of mind for obvious reasons. I think everybody's aware that about a year ago, we had this unfortunate incident of being, our system being compromised by some bad actors. And that had to actually take us to stop with a pause in terms of take a strong look at what we're doing, how we're doing things. And we've actually repositioned our platform to ensure that we can withstand attacks. Now, there's no guarantee, but what I will say is that we move our cybersecurity posture to one that's more mature, therefore creating greater resilience to ward off attacks like those. We have continued to monitor our system 24/7. We've actually beefed up our IT department. We've actually in process of hiring a cybersecurity expert and bringing them on board, constantly review what's happening in the space and making the appropriate changes.
Chief Executive Officer of COB, Steve Bell. Thousands evacuated as new fast-growing fire ignited near Los Angeles today. The fast-moving wildfire has erupted in the LA County, prompting tens of thousands of people to evacuate, and a region already that is reeling from the most disruptive fires in its history fear the worst again. The Hughes Fire ignited 45 miles northwest of the city of LA this morning. It grew to more than 10,000 acres in several hours, fueled by winds and dry bush. No homes or businesses have been damaged, and officials express confidence about getting it under control. And finally, Russia says it's ready for a mutually respectful dialogue with U.S. President Donald Trump about the war in Ukraine. This comes after Trump warned that Russia will face more sanctions if Putin doesn't stop what he described as the ridiculous war, a message Ukraine says they really welcome. Recapping the headlines, a landscaper on the job is shot in an attempted robbery by two masked men. The General Insurance Association again calls for the implementation of breathalyzer testing, insisting it deserves the same priority as the tint crackdown. A political scientist gives the newly announced political party little chance of making any impact as the head of the CBLP insists a new political entity is indeed needed. Thousands evacuated as fast-growing fires ignite Los Angeles, and Russia says it's ready for dialogue after U.S. President Trump calls for an end to the war in Ukraine. That was the Lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.